America weekend.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And there she was, sitting in the corner, going through all of her notes, trying to piece everything together. Why? Because it's time for the Entertainment Report.
It is time.
Yes.
We're going to start off with something pretty sad, because unless you're living under a rock.
Which I do.
Oh, well, then you don't know that David Bowie passed away the other day.
I did know that. Okay.
Unfortunately, died at 69. He was battling cancer, apparently an eight-month span.
Nobody knew.
Which I actually find very interesting, because these days you can't hide anything, but I actually give him and his family credit for really keeping it under wraps, because you don't want that all over the news and everything like that. If you're really sick, come on. But he passed away. It was said that his family was around him when he died, and he had just celebrated a birthday, had just put out a new album, Black Star.
That's right.
Critics are actually saying this could be his first number one album. We've had a lot of recent deaths in the rock community, but this is a biggie. So, unfortunately, on the 10th, David Bowie passed
away.
Well,
I mean, and he kind of bridged an age, the glam rock age, into the 80s age, into, and he always seemed to reinvent himself as well.
Yeah, he definitely was a unique artist.
Right, and he was quite talented.
Indeed.
So farewell, David Bowie.
Indeed, farewell. Okay, so we're going to get into something a little bit ridiculous now.
Yeah.
El Chapo.
Oh, El Chapo.
El Chapo. I want to talk about the fact that there's a boutique in L.A. that's now designing shirts based on shirts that El Chapo was wearing or was seen wearing in pictures in Sean Penn's Rolling Stone article. Because I guess the shirts he had on were like club-like shirts.
El Chapo is a fashionista.
So now there's a shop in L.A. that's making these shirts, like the El Chapo line or something like that.
And just in time for spring. I like this.
I swear. Obviously, he's not making any money off of this. But isn't that so ridiculous? Can
well, you know,
stop?
I would just love to be able to dress like my favorite drug lord.
Can you?
What a wonderful thing.
But you know what's sick about this?
What?
People will buy those shirts.
Oh, they will.
People will buy the shirts.
They will fly off the shelves and, because it's what you need to wear to be on the inside.
And you know that come Halloween, there's going to be like some type of El Chapo Halloween costume.
My son wants to be El Chapo.
I can't even deal with it.
And how does Sean Penn get involved with El Chapo?
Well, I guess he you actually let me know. I mean,
El Chapo reached out to him.
Wanted a movie made about his life.
Right, and he thought Sean Penn was going to be able to produce and direct the movie. They were talking about casting. It was green-lighted. Now, if you're Sean Penn, you're going to sit down and have a little Hollywood lunch with a fugitive?
I don't know why anyone would agree to have that lunch. I mean,
I wouldn't.
In this day and age, with reality TV so big and all these, you know, making a murderer type shows on and stuff like that, I guess he just really wants the world to know.
How does that conversation
Who
start?
Who is the real El Chapo?
El Chapo picks up the phone, calls Sean Penn's agent. Hi, it's El Chapo. Really? No, I mean it. It really is.
No, really, it's
we
El Chapo.
We need to sit down. I'll see you at Spago Tuesday at 2. It's weird.
It is very strange. You know, Adele has been at number one
for too long.
For like weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Finally.
Yeah.
Guess who knocks her off of the number one spot?
El Chapo.
El Chapo. No, it's Justin Bieber.
Bieber's back.
With his song Sorry. You know, I gotta say something. I gotta say something, and I hate even saying it out loud.
Uh-oh.
This new this album that he has out, the songs, because it's just like song after song they're putting on the radio.
You like it?
They're all very catchy. They're all catchy.
You're a Bieber freak?
No,
I never would have thought you turned into a Bieber believer.
I am not a believer, okay? But his songs, they're catchy.
Wow.
They're catchy. I hate to say, it hurts me.
You're turning.
It hurts me.
You're changing. It hurts you that you like Bieber.
No, I don't like Bieber.
Does it scare you?
I don't like Bieber. I just think his songs are catchy.
Is this a transition point in your life?
I can't even.
You somebody are a metal chick.
Somebody put on some Killswitch Engage.
Exactly.
Fast, please.
Wow. What else?
The Playboy Mansion is up for sale.
I know. But I love the fact, and you're probably going to tell me this.
Go ahead.
Who has to stay there once they sell
it? You have no. That's a stipulation in the contract.
And there's one other
one. So what's the other one?
You can't look in his bedroom.
Oh, excuse me.
Who's going to buy a house if you can't look in the bedroom?
Well,
who knows what he has in that bedroom?
Hang on 1 second.
What?
First of all, they want $200 million for the property.
And it's not worth it.
They're saying that it's worth $90 million. They're saying the land is worth $90 million.
It doesn't come with the bunny, so why are you going to spend that kind of money?
Okay, so the stipulation is that he needs to stay there for the length of the rest of his
Essentially,
life.
Essentially, it's a nursing home for Hef.
So here's what I think.
Yes.
Is he in some, like, tax debt or something? Like, is there some type of financial turmoil here? There's something going on if he doesn't want to still have that.
Right.
But you can't look in his bedroom.
No.
What's going on in that bedroom? What does he have in that bedroom? we can be sick and think, okay, toys and fetish and stuff like that. Or
Miss 1982.
Or maybe he has like his own like dialysis machine
maybe
in there.
Maybe he does.
And he doesn't want people to like have that image of him.
It could be a complete medical facility.
Right.
You know, silk sheets on the bed still.
Right.
But it could be a complete working medical facility.
You know? This
is a fascinating
point.
He's old. Right.
He's old.
And why is he selling the point? You would think he's an old guy. The house is paid for. He sees those Henry Winkler commercials. Get a reverse mortgage.
Get a reverse mortgage. Or isn't he married to one of the Playboy bunnies?
He always is at some point. He was married to three of them at one point.
As the most recent Mrs. Hugh Hefner, aren't you a little annoyed that he wants to sell off the property before he dies?
Because that's why you become Mrs.
Hefner.
That's
why you married him in the first place.
You're not there for the fun and games.
Right.
Because they stopped in the 80s. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stavo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Is your life like a vacation? It can be.
Most people spend more time planning a vacation than they devote to planning their life. You can live your dream if you ask two vacation-related questions.
Where do you want to go? It's a simple question, but make sure you fill in the details. Don't just picture it, feel it.
What are you doing? Who are you doing it with? Where are you doing it? These are just some of the choices you want to consider as you think about life on your own terms.
Now that you know your destination, you're ready for the second question. How will you get there? Carve your trip up into sections.
What will you do today to drive you closer to your destination? How about tomorrow?
You may face detours along the way, so be flexible. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. For $199, we've yet to see one in action on a Harley, a motorcycle center stand versus the standard Harley-Davidson kickstand. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. An easily mountable center stand for Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Why a center stand instead of the usual left side kickstand? Well, Harley says lifting your bike onto the center stand gets it up for easy cleaning and service. With the rear tire in the air, it's easy to adjust things like belt tension. Center stands allow you to tuck the bike in a corner when garage parking space is minimal. Easily attached to the frame, won't reduce the lean angle, and for just $199 plus tax and shipping, you can have it in any color as long as it's black. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.